Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Three parents of students in the Phelps School District are circulating petitions calling for the removal of the superintendent. They are challenging Dr. Denise Hill's leadership. The trouble started last summer when Hill's son, Kevin Hill, pawned two laptops belonging to the district for $450. He was the director of technology for the system at the time. The parents say that money was turned over to the school only after Hill was confronted and his mother told police the district didn't want to pursue charges. Kevin Hill has resigned. The petition being passed calls for the Phelps School Board to request Dr. Hill's resignation. Four closed sessions have already been held to discuss the situation. They need volunteers to make Hodag Park in Rhinelander a holiday showcase. A group called Lights of the Northwoods is staging the inaugural holiday lighting event with the help of several nonprofit community groups. Sean Will is vice president of the group. He was asked to describe what they're doing.
If they drive into Hodag Park, they're going to see 50,000 lights in the trees. We've already ordered them. We already got them. They're already spooled up. They're going to see ground displays. They're going to see concessions from the band parents. They're going to see a fire pit. They're going to see just a wonderful view of Hodag Park. It's just going to be really neat.
Will says this display is patterned after Rotary Lights in La Crosse. He says the event happens at a time when Hodag Park on Boom Lake is in a lull period. There will be a free will offering of non-perishable food items that will go to local food banks. There will also be caroling, s'mores around the campfire, and Santa Claus will stop by. Will says they need volunteers to make that happen.
Big push right now is actually getting those 50,000 lights hung in the tree. We're going to be going in on the 8th and kind of separating out the areas of what work we need where. And then on the 9th and 10th, we're going to have work days. And those are going to be 9 to 5. And we're going to have people coming out. We're going to be decorating Hodag Park on the 9th and 10th, and we really need some help doing that.
The display opens to the public December 14th through the 17th from 5 to 9 p.m. each night. If you want information, the website is lightsofthenorthwoods.com, or you can email them at lightsofthenorthwoods@yahoo.com. Wisconsin could lose up to $115 million a year unless Congress acts to renew a program called the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIPS. Ken Kroll explains.
118,000 children are covered under the program in Wisconsin. Because of Wisconsin law, those children will remain covered, but the state will need to pick up the burden instead of being reimbursed from Washington, D.C. John Peacock of the Wisconsin group Kids Forward says the program began 20 years ago on a bipartisan basis to expand health coverage for kids in low-income working families.
The idea was that we didn't want to have parents who were leaving welfare to go into work to have to go back on welfare or to give up their jobs in order to qualify for Medicaid, which used to be the case.
The federal government provided more money to the states to cover more kids. It's now part of Wisconsin's Badger Care program. Peacock says if the CHIPS funding runs out, Wisconsin law says those children still need to be covered.
And that's going to cost the state about $9.5 million every month once our current allotment runs out. We have a bit of a carryover from last year that's going to run out in March or April, and then each year in the future, if we don't have CHIP funding, the state will have to spend $115 million more for Badger Care.
Peacock says it's unclear how the state would address the shortfall. He thinks the law continues to have broad bipartisan support in Congress. He says both the House and Senate have talked about extensions. He says the sticking point in Congress is how they're going to pay for it. He says a backdrop is the likely passage of the large federal tax cut, which will add to the national debt over 10 years. He worries that might pressure members of Congress to look at CHIPS funding to make up the shortfall. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
With family gatherings, shopping, and holiday parties, this can be a very joyful season. But the holidays also include a lot of stress, which can put a damper on the joyful parts. Tim Morrissey reports on some ideas for changing that.
Some of the stress is unnecessarily self-inflicted, says Dr. Christine Whalen in the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. For instance, finances can be a source of holiday angst. Whalen says the old saying that money can't buy happiness isn't always so.
I teach that you can buy happiness if you know how to spend your money right. So I encourage everyone during the holiday season to not spend so much money on things, but to invest in experiences and relationships.
By that, she means investing in travel, concerts, plays, and other events that can lead to memorable moments and stories. She also suggests spending money on services that can free up time to do other things and have fun experiences in a way to beat holiday stress. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Our forecast includes a wind advisory until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Scattered rain showers tonight, switching over to snow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. For tomorrow morning, flurries, then a chance of afternoon snow showers. Mostly cloudy with temperatures falling to around 12 degrees by 3 p.m. Gusty winds. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.